And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he get tired from holding it up. He said, did you finish? She said, not yet. Okay. Did you finish? Not yet. Three times. Allah said, what this manners? Today, I just give you an example. If you in the street, and then anything happening, like anything carnival or something weird, and your wife said, what's this? She if something mubah, to look at it, huh? What is it? What you doing? You know? Looking at. No! You think this is the he show his manhood, you know? It's his man. No, not. The Prophet sent her to look three times. With something mubah, kids playing, dancing, something weird in Medina. He never saw people like this before in Medina. You see? The Prophet ﷺ, when he married Safiya, when she was going to ride the camels, you know what he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And this authentic hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, he put her knees, his knee, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Safiya can step on her thigh, in his thigh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ride the camels. La ilaha illallah. He put his thigh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so she can step on her in his thigh, and she will ride the camels. You can open the door for your wife? Oh no, that's shame on me. She became like kuffar. Yes? Some people feel like that. They never think about this. The Prophet ﷺ, look at the way he described the life between the husband and wife. He said, ﷺ, everything you will be rewarded for it. Even the luqma, حتى اللقمة يرفعها إلى في زوجته. Even the bite, you will give it, you will put it by your hand in her mouth. Yes, you can feed her. The way the Prophet ﷺ described it. وأعجب ما أعجب في هذا ومن أحسن وأعظم ما أذكر في هذا. One of the greatest examples in this matter. When the Prophet ﷺ, the Aisha, she made a deal, I think with Hafsa, if I'm not wrong, that the Prophet ﷺ, he drank or he ate asal, honey, on one of his wife's house. They want to make a deal to make him like, don't go there, she has honey, we don't have, you know, like jealous. When he entered to Aisha, she said, this is something, smell not good. Just ask yourself, your wife now, you go to the house, she said, oh, your smells, I'm sure you will. And your reaction, it will be bad. You see, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, she said, I can't tell the smell, something wrong. He said, wallahi ma sharib ma akaltu illa al-asal. He said, wallahi, I didn't eat anything except eating asal. That's what he did. Then he went to house as a deal. Woman, if you have deal, if we have a plan on you, Allah, may Allah help you. Then he went to Hafsa, and then Hafsa said the same thing. قال والله ما أشرت ما أكلت شيئا إلا حسلا ولا أصبت شيئا إلا حسلا. فبس I just ate drink, I ate honey. That's it. What this man? والله I'm not going to eat honey anymore. Why he said that? Why he said that? You know why? He's taking care about his wife's feelings. He don't want them to smell something bad from him. He swears that he's not going to eat it again for his wives. Doing this for them. What's more than that? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that's not right. And he corrected him. That he's not allowed to forbid on himself something that's halal. But I'm giving the story to see how the Prophet ﷺ is dealing with his wife, with his wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, even in this field, if we're talking about only the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, you will see amazing things in his life. And this should be a special lecture, a special evidence about the Prophet ﷺ, how he used to deal with his in his house, ﷺ, with his wives and children. When you talk about the wives, the husband's rights on his wife, it's a great. It's enough for you to know, sister and brothers, that the woman, Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said, if I'm going to order somebody to make sujood to somebody, I will be ordering the wife to make sujood to her husband. Sujood. But since it's only for Allah, she cannot. But it can reach to this level. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the woman should be, fear her God, save herself from adultery, making her husband sufficient or feeling good, kind to her husband, her reward will be Jannah. Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the women to obey, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered it and showed that the men has rights on the women. She should look at the man, her husband, as something great, something special. But believe me, what's making you special to your wife, it's not your muscles, it's not your power, it's not anything like this, it's not your money. First of all, how you respect her, how you're dealing with her. The manners is the most important condition to build a right or a good house. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ tells the woman, if a man came to you, or a man, you accept his deen and his manners. Wallahi, I always think about his deen and his manners. Manners are part of deen. Why he mentioned both of them? Deenahu wa khuluqa. Religion and manners? Yes, because I'm telling you clearly. He might be religious, but he has bad manners. He, mashallah, looks good. Maybe he's imam, maybe he's khatib, maybe he's hafiz, maybe he's a good Muslim in some areas, but in other areas he's bad Muslim. He's rough, he's tough. He's tough and rough with his wife. He didn't listen. He didn't respect. He talked bad. Because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said that the people in the day of judgment in the Jannah will be so close to him, to his station in the Jannah, the people had a good manners. Do you know what he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, "Don't show me your good manners. Don't show me your good manners. Don't come to me with your good manners. خياركم خياركم لأهله. The best among you, who's the best to his wife." You know why? Because you can behave good front of people in the masjid, in the community, but you cannot behave good in your house unless you are good. Because you go to your house, you feel that's the natural things. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the one who has a good manners, not the one to come to show the Prophet ﷺ his good manners, al-hadith in Sunnah al-Tirmidhi. No! The one who has a good manners, who has good to his wife, who is good to his wife in the house, where there is nobody seeing him. Therefore, look at the Quran. All the verses talking about the divorce, all the verses talking about the relationship between the man and his wife, always connect by having taqwa and fear and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read Surah Al-Talaq. Read the ayahs about Talaq. Always connected to these things, because in house, no, in the house, in your house, nobody knows what's going on. The Prophet ﷺ was asked once, "Who's the one you love most?" What do you think the answer? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-'As asking him, "Who's the one you love most?" Yani, I'm just there, said Abu Bakr. "I have no other." Umar. Yani, that's, you know what his answer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aisha. Allahu Akbar. He loved his wife. He didn't feel ashamed to say that. He's showing his love to his wife, to his companion. So what do you think he was doing inside his house? He's showing his love to her. Show your love to your wife. It's nothing shame with it. It's something built that a good relationship between you and your wife. Because love is like the tree. If you take care of the tree and put water, it gets stronger, stronger, stronger. But if you don't care about the tree, you didn't give her water, you didn't see your plant much, it will die. And this is the wife. If you don't care about her, you didn't give her what she wants, all kind of needs, and she will die. This love will die. Then he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aisha. You know, Abdullah bin Abbas did a story. Why he asked him? Because he made him a leader. And you know, a leader, then he didn't choose Abu Bakr and Umar. That means maybe he loves him more than Abu Bakr and Umar. And this hadith shows us, doesn't mean he's a leader that he's the best. No, no. Don't think ever like that. You are a leader, that means you are the best. Or he is the best because he's a leader. No, that's not right. Then he asked him. He said, Aisha, Abdullah bin Abbas, he wanted to take a word from the Prophet, not to show off with it. No. Just to get like a guarantee that the Prophet he loves him, or he loves him, that means he will go to Jannah. Because the person, he will be with the person who loves him, the Jannah. He was looking for this only word. It's the most wonderful words he will hear if the Prophet tell him, you are in Jannah. What do you need more than that? You know what he said? He said, Aisha. He still have hope. He said, no, I'm not asking about this. I'm asking about men. Abdullah, قال أحسن على أسألك أسألك من الرجال. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who's? Huh? No. No. Her father. أبوها. He's still connecting with Aisha رضي الله عنها. لا إله. ما زال قلبه معلق بها رضي الله عنها. رضي الله عنها. أبوها. فنسب الصديق إليها، وهذا من أعلى ما قيل في كرامة عائشة رضي الله عنها، ومن أعظم فضائل عائشة هذا الحديث أنه نسب الصديق إليها. One of the best حديث from عائشة رضي الله عنها that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said her father, so he made Abu Bakr الصديق to her like her father. He didn't say Abu Bakr, no, her father. Allah al-Barak. Barak Allah. Continue. Allah al-Barak. So, Aisha radiallahu anha, then he said, okay, who's next? Abdullah al-Barak. He said, Umar. He said, then, Uthman. Then, Ali. Then he said, I be quiet. I pray that he will make me the last one. So I said, I don't need to know more. قال سكتك خشيت أن يعدني آخرهم. رضي الله عنهم أرضاه. رضي الله عنهم أرضاه. Brothers, sisters, when we talk about the manners in our family, this house who's built in the base of Iman, respecting and love, mawadda, kind, mercy between us, we're talking about something really we miss. We're missing in our house. How does the wife respect her husband? That's something very special. You have to know, sisters, that the Prophet ﷺ said, your husband is your Jannah or your Nar. Your Jannah or your Nar. Yeah, and need to make plans. I'm worried when you go back home. Yes, you hear what he said, huh? I'm actually telling you. And you'll say, he said that too. No, I just remind what I did with Sheikh Al-Albani. Everybody, look what he has to do. أطع الله فيها تطع الله فيك واتق الله فيها ستتق الله فيك. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and watch him when you're dealing with her, she will fear Allah and she will watch him while she's dealing with you. This manners, we missing it. This kind, wallahi, I'm so sorry to say it, some kuffar bitter than some Muslims in this area. Wallahi, I am sorry. And I'm sure, if I'm asked now, Brother Ziyad, he's a lawyer, and he has many stories about Muslim families, how we facing a terrible cases in Muslim community. Wallahi, one lawyer he said once, he said, I feel shame once when the judge, he was surprised about many numbers of cases from Muslims' families go to this judge. And he asked, he said, I believe that Muslims have some rules. Why is that? He said, this lawyer was a brother. He was shocked. He said, I couldn't talk. We have a large number of problems. Do you know one of Muslims' country, one of the capital, biggest Muslim country in our world, they have every 9 minutes divorce case? In every nine minutes, there's a divorce case. In Muslims' country. And here, who can imagine that wife, she can call the police for her husband? Who can imagine that his wife, I tell her husband, I need half of your money. I'm going to the court. I'm going to sue you. Who can believe this happened in our community? Who can believe there's a husband, he can give drugs to his wife? Who can believe that in our Muslims community? Who can believe there's some brother, he can beat his wife up until he can break her hands or something? Who can believe that? You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned beating the wife. You know what Ibn Abbas said? You know what Ibn Abbas said? قَالَ كَأَنْ يَضْرِبَهَا بِمِسْوَاكٍ وَنَحْرِ بِسْوَاكٍ وَنَحْرِ. He beat her by miswak, not by. By miswak, just something, just because some people, maybe it's affecting her, and even it's not obligation to you. The Prophet ﷺ, he never sallallahu alaihi wasallam beat somebody, a woman or other, except in the battle, in the sake of Allah. ما ضرب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم امرأة قط ومن تقم لنفسه قط. He never get revenge, صلى الله عليه وسلم. He never take the revenge. And for this example, I'll just give you one example. What's the most enemy of Islam? Abu Jahl and his son Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl. The Prophet ﷺ, when he entered Mecca, he ordered the Muslim to kill Ikrimah in anywhere, if even if he's hanging on the Kaaba's curtain, على أستار الكعبة. If he's under the black stone, kill him there, right there. لا إله إلا الله. Then he ran away. Then he came back. When he came back, he came in to accept Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, مرحبا بالراكب المهاجر. Welcome the rider or the muhajir's rider. And not yet, the shahid doesn't come yet. I'm seeing this hadith to the next statement. You know what he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا تسبوا أباه فإن سب الأموات يؤذي سب الأحياء فإن سب الأموات يؤذي الأحياء. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't curse and insult his father, because cursing and insulting the people, it will harm him. Even if his father is Abu Jahl, even though, don't curse him, don't talk bad about him, because you might hurt his feeling. You see how much he cares about other feelings? Even if we're talking about Abu Jahl, but his son now is Muslim. And Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the hypocrites, when he died, his son came to the Prophet ﷺ asking for his garment, to shred him with the garment, to make kafan with him, the Prophet's garment, and he is the head of the hypocrites. سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يعطيه رداء له ليكفن به رأس المنافقين. And his son was Muslim, but the Prophet ﷺ, he gave it to you, because if he's Muslim, it will help him. If he's not, it doesn't help. But it helps in one area, which is, he will make the son feel good. He care about the other feelings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once somebody asked him, where is my father? He said, your father in the hellfire. He couldn't lie, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it makes him sad, isn't it? You know what he said? My father and your father in the hellfire. Don't be sad. He didn't ask him about the brothers, the prophet fathers. But he said, my father and your father, just to make him feel good. Don't be worried. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to ride the camel with his companion. He ride once and he walk once. And he let the other person walk and ride. You know how many person the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, كم من الصحابة أردفهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. How many person he ride the donkey with him صلى الله عليه وسلم, like two and one donkey. How many you think? Hafiz ibn Hajar said, in the hadith it's more than 30 صحابي. Mentioned that, more than 30 صحابي. They ride the donkey with him صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet ﷺ, do you ever hear that the Prophet ﷺ rides horse? No. Camel? Or rakib al-faras sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yeah. But the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't take horse like his rider. His rider was, usually he rides the camels or his mule, which is duldul, baghlatu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or donkey. That's usually what you ride. He's not like the kings. The Prophet ﷺ, he didn't like somebody to walk behind him. كره رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن توطع عقباه. والحديث عند ابن ماجه مروي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He didn't like somebody to walk behind him. Not like people if proud, people walking behind. He didn't like that. When you enter to the majlis, you couldn't know who's the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But that doesn't mean we don't respect the like somebody say, oh, how come now? MashaAllah, Shaykh, you can see this is the Shaykh. No, look for your obligation. You are obligated to respect him. The Sahaba were obligated to respect the Prophet ﷺ. But he was so humble, he will go down. He will be like a regular person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Amir al-Mu'mineen. When somebody came to him, asking about him, he said, he is in the end of this road. He saw Umar ibn Abdul Aziz fixing his home, mud home. First of all, he said, I went to the biggest building in the city. Like in that days and our days too. The biggest building in the city, it's the palace for the governor. So he hid to the biggest building in the city. Then he said, I found it mosque. Then he said, I went back. I asked, where is Umar? He said, he's the end of this road. He went to him and he saw somebody fixing his mud, his house. Then he came back. He said, you're making fun of me? There's nobody there. He said, this is the Amir al-Mu'mineen. This is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, regular person. When we're talking about dealing with other people here, there's a lot of things to say. And I think there's no time to talk about hearing the other, but I would like to mention one thing before I end my speech, which is something I believe one of the main akhlaq, the main things we needed in our life, in our community, in our hearts. And it's not easy to have it. And so sorry to say, many people they don't have it, even from the righteous people, which is salamat al-sadr, that your heart will be free from any evil feeling to others. Your heart free from hasad. Hasad, which is envy. Free from hate. Free from your heart. Free from envy, from hate, from rish, cheating people. Cheating. Free from thinking bad about others, سُوءُ الظَّنِّ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَلْبَكَ سَلِيمًا مِنَ الْغِشِ مِنَ الْخِدَاعِ مِنَ الضَّغِينَةِ مِنَ الْحِقْدِ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ مِنَ الْغِلِّ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That you don't feel that you hate others. You don't have this feeling in your heart. You not only recognize the bad things, like some brothers, Their hearts, like, mashallah, they have master and management. They're filing the people's lives. Like, this is Brother Sheikh Aziz. Enter, Aziz. Close up the file. And October 26, 98, he did such and such, 8 o'clock. And 9 o'clock, he did this and to me. You know, like files. He gave you details, like the bank statement. Yes, some people like this, he never forget. Wallahi, people, many people. When you think it's, everything is over, alhamdulillah, we are friends with. No, he's still having all records that he did such and such to me. Why is this is one of the worst signs of iman. That's not a good sign of iman. That you have your heart is clean. One of the signs of that you have a clean heart, that when you did a mistake, you said, yes, I did a mistake. What's wrong with I did a mistake, I apologize. Look to the scholars, if they said, you did, look to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did a mistake. You know, you think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he couldn't tell him, don't do this before he do it? He can just say, don't do it. He can reveal, like for the blind person, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the story of the blind person. The Prophet, Allah, he can protect him from doing this mistake. But you know why he did it? To teach us. To teach us that the Prophet can make mistakes and he will be correct and he will be obeyed. What Allah ordered him. And what about you? What about ourselves? Do you feel shame to say I did a mistake or to say I don't know? Ibn Umar radiallahu anh was said, when he was asked once about an issue, he said, I don't know. When the person left, he said, like this. He hit his hand. You did such good thing today to yourself, Ibn Umar. He told it himself. You did such good things to yourself today, Ibn Umar, that you was asked about something you didn't know, and he said, I don't know. Malik people came from Morocco, from Tunisia, from Algeria, all the way to the Medina. And he asked him like 14 questions. 36 of it, he didn't say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Now after Isha, if we said, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. He would say, Sheikh Aziz, you trick us, he said, you bring him shuk. Every question he said, we didn't know. Then Malik said, yes, go back to your people and tell them Malik, he didn't know. يا بردها على الكبد إذا قلت لا أعلم حينما لا أعلم يقول علي بن أبي طالب. What a sweet thing to say I don't know if you don't know. You know why? Because his heart is clean. He didn't think about bad things. His heart is clean, is white. And in some narration that people will enter to the Jannah, they are not having a lot of good deeds from Siyam or Sadaqah. No. But their heart is like white birds, very white. They don't have anything bad about their brothers. If you say somebody having something good, say Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah. How I can do that? You know, some people like this. They said there's two people, they envy each other too much, they hate each other too much. Just to make you new. I believe we laugh so much, but no brother, if you add one more thing, one more funny story. That's the minister get, yeah, and he's so sick of both of them. They can try to make trouble to each other. The minister bring over them, prince brought one of them. He said, listen, you have to finish this problem. You hate each other so much, you have to finish. He said, I have an idea. He said, what? He said, make me in charge of him, and it will finish. He said, how come? He said, if you make me a child of him, he will die from sorry and I will die from happiness. So, both of us all died. قال اجعلني مسؤولا عنها قال يموت كمدا ويموت فرحا. There's people like this, evil hearts, wallahi. When he deal with you, he deal with you with a background. He deal with arrogance, غرور, كبر. The Prophet ﷺ said, the one who has kibr, he will not enter to the Jannah. Kibr! When he talk like from a high position. Why? Because his heart is not clean, because there is no salamat sadr. Why? Why we have now in our da'wahs, in our activity, in our mosques, this kind of things? Because our heart is not clean. And we said, why the Muslims are so weak? Why the kuffar is taking over our camp? Because we are not one line. Because we are not same. We are not like one heart. Yes. In a small community, go to many masajids in America. There is rare masajid. You can find a Bible. I'm talking about Bible in masajid, supposed to be the best Bible in the community. You couldn't feel that clean hearts. No. You think, I want to take this position. Why he did that? Why? So what? He did it, alhamdulillah. This is the Sahaba. They want something happen, regardless who did it. It should be habit. You did it, I did it, it doesn't matter. This is the way the Prophet ﷺ raised his companion. This is the way the Quran told the Sahaba. It doesn't matter who's the most important thing, what we did to the Islam. What we did, because when the heart's clean, you will do. But when your heart is not clean, you want to do, you will start talking, being busy with yourself, with your brothers, with your neighbors, with your family. You couldn't have that rest in your heart. You couldn't enjoy the Quran. Wallahi, you couldn't. Even if you are saying that you are have knowledge, if you have this, if you have that, if you are active, if your heart is not clean, if you didn't feel anything between you and the truth, like there is no borders between you and the truth, you will never feel or taste the beauty of Iman. But if your heart is clean, is white, is easy to go, yani, easy. The Muslimun is easy. The Prophet ﷺ said that. Even the Prophet ﷺ said, anyone can protect anyone in our community, and we should respect them. The Prophet ﷺ, when you order somebody to be killed, woman came to the Prophet ﷺ and she said, I want to protect this man. He said, okay. أَجَرْنَا مَنْ أَجَرْتِ يَا أُمَّهَانِ. We protect whoever you protect, يَا أُمَّهَانِ. He didn't say, oh woman, what you do? Why? Woman protect person. The Prophet ordered the Sahaba to kill him, and she said, no, don't kill him. I'm going to ask the Prophet ﷺ that I'm going to protect him from killing. And the Prophet accept that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the narration Sahih Bukhari. So, brother and sisters, when you're talking, giving example, but brother, I don't forget the sisters too. Between the sisters, special in the woman's, in the woman society, and between the sisters, this is a very important thing. And I will give an example. I don't think many sisters they will like it, but I'm just giving an example to the worst case, yani. Even you should have a clean heart, even if your husband has 3 wives more over you. Yes, not having bad feeling against them. Jealous is something natural. But bad hearts, black hearts, no, this is not the Muslim's heart. Evil heart is not the Muslim's heart. I'm just talking about your husband's wife. So about your sister in Islam. To be working together. To be having like, the Prophet ﷺ said we are like this. Not like this. We are like this together, like one wall, like one body. Talking about unity, 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 unity. Like, where is the unity between us, between our close friend? Are you, if somebody say, yeah brother, wallahi you're doing something wrong, you did such and such today, you will accept it very honestly, or you see, you'll feel bad. If you feel bad, that your heart is not clean yet. It has something bad in your heart. But if you say, Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. That means you are right. That means we are in this area, we reach area, which alhamdulillah, that I don't feel bad or sad if somebody advised me, he said, you are wrong. Brother, finally I was said, all the good manners you're receiving by mujahada. It doesn't come like this flash. No. Prophet ﷺ said, إنما الحلم بالتحلم صبر ومن يتصبر يصبره الله. العلم بالتعلم. Whoever seeking sabr, patience, he will receive it. Who's seeking him, he will receive it. Seeking, offering, offers to having this manners. Not, it doesn't come to you while sitting. Oh, I want to change today. No. And there's many, many areas actually I didn't mention, but also I will remind you that there is an important area which is respecting the scholars, the student's knowledge, the knowledge itself, which is also a large area we couldn't cover it during our speech, and also here in America, since they don't raise to respect scholars. They don't know what's the meaning of scholars or hafidh al-Qur'an. Brother, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ. From respecting Allah to respect the older people, who has a white beard. From respecting Allah. How many person he put this in his mind while he's dealing with old people? From respecting Allah. إِكْرَامُ لِشَيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَالسُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْسِطِ. The just ruler. And حامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافي عنه. And respecting the person who carrying the Quran, who is not innovator. How many times when we deal with our imam, with our student knowledge, with our hafaz, we remember that respecting them from respecting Allah. How many times when we talk about shiuch, we talk like people saying, oh, give me. Yesterday and today and every single time, say, Sheikh this said, and he can easily talk about Sheikh like something, like, I hear somebody saying, Ahmed, oh, it's Ahmed, he said that, or Shafi, or Sheikh bin Baz, or Sheikh Albani, or Sheikh Muhammad, or Sheikh, any names like this. He's a scholar, ya akhi. You know what the scholar means? Scholar means that the Prophet ﷺ said the hitan in the mat, the fish in the sea, and the ants in the ground, in the earth, they're making istighfar for the scholars. So whatever he did, at least he's receiving istighfar from all of this creation. Can you account them? Can you count how many fish we have it? How many ants? They're making istighfar for the scholar and the student knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the angel lower their wings to the scholars and the student knowledge. And you are not going to respect him? I remember once one brother told me, oh, we are all equals. What's different? I can tell Clinton, hey Clinton! I said, hey, you go ahead and tell Clinton. But when you talk to Hafiz or Sheikh, you should have learned respect. He said, no, we are equal. I said, we are equal in rights, but not equal in positions. This is not Islamically way to think. I'm not trying to make a position for myself or friend. I'm not among the scholars, as the brother Ghafarallah said. No. I'm talking about real things. It hurts me too much when I hear people saying, oh, that Sheikh, what he know? He know nothing. Like exactly. Like what we heard in the history about Wasil ibn Atta, the head of the Mu'tazila. One of the deviant sects, he said, Al-Hasan ibn al-Basri, وَمَا يَدْرِ حَسَنَ الْبَصْرِ لَا يَعْلَمُ إِلَّا مَا تَحْتَسِرُ وَالِمْرَأَتِهِ. He only know about the hayd and nifas. That's his knowledge. Like some people say, oh, scholars, they are mashaykh hayd wa nifas, mashaykh dawrat miyah. أعوذ بالله. كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم. والله إن يقولون إلا كذبا. Where's respecting knowledge? Where's respecting the shiur? He's dead or alive. He's in a certain position. Allah order you to obey him. وَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. أُولِي الْأَمْرِ يعني أصحاب الأمر بالسلطان والبيان. وهم العلماء والأمراء إذا كانوا مطيعين لله. على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's also another area when you look at the Salaf, how they dealt with respecting the scholar, also takes long time to talk about it. Who knows Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf? Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf is a, yani, one of the first 10 people who accept Islam or not? Huh? Yes. He's so older. He's one of the greatest Sahaba, is that right? Huh? Do you know? In Mecca he was seen sitting to Ibn Abbas seeking knowledge from Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas teaching him Quran. كان يقرئه القرآن ابن عباس. ابن عباس he hold زيد بن أسلم's زيد بن أسلم زيد رضي الله عنه. ابن عباس he was holding his camel or his horse and he was asked, you are the uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the cousins, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم cousin. He said, no, this is what we order to respect our scholars. Al-Rabi' he said, I couldn't drink front of my Shaykh al-Shafi'i, respecting, I couldn't drink front of him. Today, one brother asked you questions, and he's putting his foot in your face, and he, like when asking you questions, and when you answer, he's eating. SubhanAllah. And while he's eating, he said, just a minute, talking with you while he's eating. No, it's wallahi, no manners. Manners is a large area. It's cover our life, manners and our how to eat, how to drink, how to sleep, how to act, how to sleep with your wife, how to have intercourse, how to go to the bathroom, how to get out of the bathroom, how to get out of the bathroom, how what to do. Every single moment in your life is being covered by manners, adab. So brothers and sisters, if this is our life, full covered by the manners, that means we should be very, very worried about these issues and learn more and more about it. And I will recommend for every single Muslim here to have a copy from the book Riyad al-Saliheen. Read it, study it. Wallahi, for myself, I haven't seen in my life book in hadith better than Riyad al-Saliheen. I'm saying serious, for every student knowledge, for every ammi, a regular person, for a knowledge, for a scholar, it's the best book to have it in your life. Have it. If you don't speak Arabic, there is a copy in English. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. وَقُولُوا قُولِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لَكُمْ لِي وَلَكُمْ. I apologize for taking this time, much time.